Dear Shooter, there may be plenty of blame to go around surrounding the Texas floods, but how much of this is political pandering? Can we really control the weather? Seems like the height of human arrogance. That doesn't mean you shouldn't have a plan for severe weather, even in the summer.
But they did state that when these guns are put together with different pieces or whatever, it's like an organ transplant.
Yeah, I got an F in shooting once.
It's a perishable skill.
Quitting?
Yes. My favorite death threat I ever got, the guy left his email address on.
He's just going to make it rain in Spanish, that's all.
Here's 20 cents, here's 20 cents, here's 20 cents. Wow, you need to make
a clip-on, it's not a strap-on.
2 weeks for all that? That isn't training, that's camp.
You couldn't read a brochure on all that shit in that time.
Prepare to enter the space where nothing is safe, nothing is sacred, and offensive conversation is encouraged. Welcome to the Dear Shooter Podcast and your hosts, Jason Wilson, Brandy, and Jason Croteau.
So, Texas gets horrific rainstorms and floods, and it's Orange Man Bad's fault?
No.
I mean, I lived in Texas for quite a while, and it's feast or famine there. They're either in a drought or they flood. It's a normal thing. It happens quite often, actually.
This is the hill country, right? There's a lot of limestone. There's a lot of already groundwater. And you're right. It is hot. Popcorn fartish. It gets wet, monsoon style. And there's very little in between.
Well, and have you ever seen a flash flood in the desert? The ground doesn't absorb the water, so it's got to go somewhere.
Well, the ground actually absorbs about a half inch of the water, and then nothing soaks in past that because of the type of ground that it is.
Right.
And then everything runs off. Surface area matters.
Yep.
And yes, I have seen a flash flood in the desert, and they're terrifying.
It's scary. Like, way scary. Seek higher ground.
And there's little to no warning.
No.
I mean, and it could be a series of small rainstorms that you get a flash flood from. It doesn't have to come down in buckets for days for it to happen.
Well, and the thing about it is it doesn't even have to rain where you're at.
That's right.
You know, shit rolls downhill.
That's right. In the hill country, folks that gravitate towards the waterways in the heat of the summer, that's where they hang out. They play there. They...
Well, yeah, you're seeking relief from cremation of Texas summer.
Agreed. Absolutely. And when I lived there, it's exactly what I did. I sought out the rivers. We floated the Guadalupe quite a little bit. We floated the Green. I was a fishing guide on the Llano. Mm-hmm. I mean, I spent a lot of time on those waterways. And yes, when they flood, it is substantial. It's feet higher than their normal water line.
Right.
And there is debris for miles downriver of what stuff that gets washed down. I don't know how you can attribute this to anybody's fault.
Well, so we just passed the big, beautiful bill over the weekend.
Tax relief, okay.
You know,
still not tracking.
Yeah, but it comes down to an article you sent me about, you know, Democrat supporters are like, they want blood and violence because the Democrats can't get Trump under control.
And this was a Fox News article I sent you today.
Yeah.
The Democratic congressmen were all complaining to anybody who would listen about their constituents that are calling in, calling for violence, calling for blood, threatening action against their legislators because they can't get Trump under control.
Wow.
They don't have control of the House or the Senate in any measurable way. What did they think was going to happen?
Right. Yeah, pretty much the same thing that we've dealt with for the last 4 years.
But violence is their go-to.
Yep.
They think they can motivate everything from it.
So blame Trump, and I've seen some articles that blame Elon Musk.
Yeah.
So blame them for weather.
Well, yeah, the flood? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, and the idea is that because of, you know, the cuts that have been made to... you know, FEMA and the National Weather Service that don't even go into effect until like October.
Okay, so let's talk about that. FEMA, these kids at this camp and counselors and whoever else was there, chaperones, whatever, this flood comes in, washes their cabins downriver, washes them away. FEMA didn't have time to get there. It takes them 14 to 21 days to get there, so they'd still be in the same situation.
If you've ever had to deal with what they call first responders, Red Cross, FEMA, those kinds of things, often they're there pretty fast after the fact.
Right.
But it's after the fact, y'all.
Yeah, and
well,
they're
yeah, because
already,
they can't get there during the fact.
Correct. And they're already downriver by then. Right. So
flash flood is exactly
but they,
that.
But they want to blame Trump. They want to blame the federal government.
Because they need a bad guy?
Yes, they do.
Well, they think he's seeding or geoengineering.
Well, and again, this is where I say that like this is the height of human arrogance to think that we can control the climate, control the weather. I'm sorry. You can try.
Mother Nature has a way of going, don't do that.
Right.
But I guarantee you, if there was cloud seeding and climate engineering going on, Trump wasn't flying the plane.
Well, and then there was a scientist in one of the articles that was saying, yeah, that's a thing that we do, that we try, but it only works in a small area, and they have little to no effect when they do it.
So it's academic, all execution, really.
Pretty yeah. much. Well, and I find it funny. You know, you've got all of these, you know, congressmen and senators and pundits. They're all coming out and they're blaming Trump for all this. And they're saying, well, it's climate manipulation and this and that and the other. Where were these guys when the hurricane hit North Carolina?
Oh, but the manipulation of that was their boys doing it. So you can't yell about that too loud.
Well, but, I mean, if we're going to call a spade...
They're not calling a spade a spade. I mean... They're calling your spade a spade.
Oh, that okay, I see. There's, see, there's
George
this, what,
Carlin
a club?
Got it right, right? Yeah. Break this down real quick. My stuff is shit. Your stuff is stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right? So, it doesn't matter how you look at it, whatever is not theirs or out of their control and they want to blame somebody else for it, that's evil. Whatever's within their camp and probably shouldn't be talking about it, they're going to try and whitewash that as fast as they possibly can.
So in other words, typical liberal hypocrites.
Yes.
But
you interrupted my drink. Sorry about the delay.
But yeah, let's blame FEMA. Let's blame the National Weather Service. Okay. Even the National Weather Service came out and said, yeah, guys, it's not Trump's fault. We issued the warnings as fast as we could because that's how fast the situation evolved. And, you know, okay, blame the feds all you want. I'll guarantee you that the state of Texas has its own emergency management agency.
Well,
where were
do.
They?
And all right, so state of Texas is very independent, more so than a lot of states I've ever been in. And, yes, they have their own systems. And you can blame the feds all you want. The state of Texas does a pretty good job of taking care of the state of Texas without the feds' interference.
They do.
But we're not talking about a situation that any human interaction would have made the situation better.
Right.
Not one.
Right.
I don't care at what level of supposed government you think is going to come save you. Not one would have made the situation any better. And to sit here and pander when you got families missing their children is bad form.
And that's something that you've been following at this girl's summer camp. We got 50 missing?
They have more than that missing, and I don't know what the update is lately. You know, they found a few people alive, but a lot of the found are passed away. Social media, the scammers on social media are telling these people that, hey, I have your kids, pay me money of the kids that are missing.
They need to be found.
There are people trashing the parents of the kids that are missing.
For what?
Because they sent their kids to a summer camp?
Yeah, apparently.
So that's an evil thing to do now.
Oh my gosh. I'm tired of the blame. it's nobody's fault. Let's just say it out loud. It's a horrible, horrible act of God. And there's not anything anybody can do about it.
Right.
And maybe that's where the blame and the anger comes from. But this is giving rise to evil if people are scamming the parents. That's got to stop.
Whew. God, I wish I could find some of these people.
It wouldn't take me long.
I mean,
but I've got to really want to get involved, and right now I kind of don't.
No. No, this is a situation that, you know, if you're feeling compelled to get involved, go down there as a rescuer. Go down there to help to clean up. Go down there to help find people.
You know, donate things for the rescuers. Yeah, absolutely. The people who travel in, give them bottled waters. Maybe they need gift certificates for lunches, or maybe even a place to stay if they're from out of town.
Right.
Send a case of floaties.
The arm floaties? Or?
Sure. At least they're orange. You can see them.
Can right. I wrap one around your neck? Would that work?
It doesn't actually work. I tried that once when I was a kid. You got to put them around your head when they're not inflated first.
How do you blow it up?
Oh, someone has to help you with that.
Wow. Nope, not going there.
But can't call it shenanigans.
Well, there's that. But I mean, this is crazy. You know, and they're blaming Trump because he, in the bill, he eliminated the tax credits for solar and wind energy, which I've been kind of screaming about for years. If it really is superior technology, it should take off on its own, right?
Agreed. Now, they're blaming the bill. And we're talking about the big, beautiful bill?
Yeah.
The one that was signed into law on the 4th?
Yep.
When did the flood happen?
I'm not
It was like the 1st.
So, those tax cuts have nothing to do with anything, because they won't even take an effect to what, January?
I think a lot of it, yeah.
So it that was an idiot post.
Yeah.
That you can't even connect the dots there.
It said it was July 4th through July 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no way you can even connect the dot to that. That's complete poppycock.
Yeah. Yeah, because they're saying it's hard to make the Texas flood tragedy worse, except to know that on the same day, Trump signed a bill cratering solar and wind energy that is vital in the battle against climate change.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Even if I believed in climate change, do you think putting pen to paper on that day changed your climate?
Tax credits.
Well, and
it's worse yet.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. It's the tax credits that make wind and solar actually profitable for those that build them. Because I think we've talked about this before. Look at these giant wind farms,
if
right?
You subsidize it,
yeah,
to make it profitable. By proxy, it's not profitable.
Exactly.
Well, it's not. And the wind farms aren't even ran by the wind. It's ran by what, a diesel engine?
Oh, out here in Wyoming, they lock them down if they get a wind of more than 18 miles an hour. Lock them down.
Because it'll blow them over.
They'll spin themselves apart.
It is not wind energy if you're not getting it from the wind.
Yeah.
Weird how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. They are. This has been proven over and over and over. These giant wind farms, like what it costs to build one of these wind turbines, right? It could spin until it spins itself apart and never produce enough electricity to pay for itself.
Correct.
You know, they've shown this time and time again. And
it doesn't pay for itself because the oils and the fuel.
It's substantial. The subsidies that they have to provide for these things.
They're still using fossil fuels to make wind energy.
Yeah,
y'all.
Well, and let's not talk, you know, forget about that. Let's talk about the amount of concrete it takes to put one of these up, the amount of steel, the amount of fiberglass, aluminum, the petrochemicals that they have to use for lubrication.
So you know? We went out to the Night Forest Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
We got to drive next to one of the blades that was being trailered down the highway.
Mm-hmm.
And I got stuck beside them for a lot longer than I really wanted to be because I was driving a big, slow camper. But what I found interesting is the leading edge on the tip of this thing, about 20 feet of it, is serrated.
Yeah.
Why do you suppose that is?
I have an answer. Supposedly to keep the birds off of it, but it kills
so we're gonna
animals.
We're going to weaponize it like a Ginsu knife and cut the bird instead of damage the fin.
Yeah, nobody talks about the amount of eagles that get killed by these things.
I mean, they've serrated the leading edge of the tip of the blades like a blender on purpose.
Which is really great because here our wind gets crazy, and when they blow apart like an angry monkey, it cuts through whatever it tumbles by.
The new Turbo Ginsu. So,
educate yourself a little bit about the things you're going to talk about before you talk about them, and the world would be better off.
Oh, pish posh. That's not how politics works.
This is how
we end up with AOC.
Saying it, my whole gripe about news versus commentary.
Well, hey, you know what? The Babylon Bee is about gone out of business because you just can't make this stuff up anymore.
This is very true. If you read it, it comes true eventually, and that's horrible. It's just like The Simpsons.
Right?
Growing up, I watched The Simpsons. I wouldn't answer the phone or the door if The Simpsons were on. Because, you know, we didn't have a way to record it back then.
Right.
Right?
There was no pause.
There was no DVR. It was my show, right? You sit back and you look at the episodes of Simpsons that you watched throughout the years and a decade, maybe
two. The predictions, yeah.
From watching that episode to watching it actually happen.
Almost identically.
Characters.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Trump coming down the escalator.
Oh, yeah.
That was identical.
Yep.
Now, how much of that was Trump going, watch this?
But it wasn't just him.
No.
If he did do that, that's funny. Good on him. But there's a lot of things that happened on it that I can't necessarily connect the dots.
No.
So, kind of spooky in that regard. Or is this The Matrix?
I mean, it could be.
Alternate reality. It's already scripted out, so what are we doing?
Right. Well, it's already scripted out. I want to skip to the end.
Right.
So, you know, I know what to do next. But no, you said that you don't really believe in climate change. I believe in climate change. I believe that our planet is constantly evolving and changing, and the climate is part of that.
But it's always been that way.
Exactly. But to think that we can have a way to manipulate that we are a cause of it, I think is just absolute arrogance.
So I'm going to go back and say the reason why the dinosaurs are extinct is the same as the cow. Their farts were ruining the atmosphere.
AOC's fault?
Oh, AOC, definitely.
I mean, definitely her fault. I thought it was an asteroid, but what do I know?
They have a cream for that now.
That's hemorrhoid, not asteroid.
Oh, I got it wrong. My bad. No, climate change is one of those funny things. If you look at geologic record, and I have, weird. It's a cycle.
Well, just because your wife's a geologist.
Yeah. it becomes, you know, topic of conversation. But it's a cycle. If you look at the record, we've been here before.
Mm-hmm.
Several times. And the dominant species on the planet that has the ability to affect a way to survive makes it. Most don't.
Right.
And it's just the way this world spins.
Well, and if you look at it, you know, they scream about, oh, my God, the Earth is warming up and we're losing our ice caps and we're doing all this and that and the other. Well, we're finding, Viking villages and stuff that are from the receding ice caps.
And they don't talk about the ice caps that are growing.
Right. Well, but it proves that, hey, fellas, it's been warmer.
Yeah,
that ice cap wasn't always right there.
That's
apparently
right.
The Earth shifts, it moves, it like you said, evolves, it changes. Yeah, it's on a cycle.
Well, that's one of the things we've been
talking. And when it's tired of our shit, it'll get
exactly.
rid of us.
That's right.
Exactly. And it we've talked about this before in terms of hunting. How we all kind of think that maybe the hunting seasons need to change a little bit because we feel like our seasons have shifted.
Mm-hmm. They're having fawns later.
Yeah.
It's staying warmer later.
I remember October being traditional fall chilly as a kid.
Oh, man, I remember, and like 15th of October, it's time to go elk hunting, and there's 3 feet of snow.
It's cold, yeah. And October 31st used to be one of the coldest days of the season.
Because it was Halloween. Yeah,
right. That's right. Right, exactly. We all had to have costumes that went over our snowsuit.
Last year, October 15th, we were running around in shorts and t-shirts.
Yep.
Halloween, we weren't even wearing jackets.
No.
It's shifting.
It is, and it's been slow. I mean, this is something that I've kind of noticed over the last decade or so.
But back to your point, the idea that man has any kind of real effect that changes the trajectory or accelerates the climate change is just sheer hubris.
Right.
For example, Mount St. Helens, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all were old enough to experience that, right? That infinitesimal fart in the grand scheme of volcanoes put 100 times more carbon and greenhouse gases into the air with pollutants
than human
than
civilization.
Every car ever invented, and for the next 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, no.
And that was a burp.
No, yeah, the earth farts too.
Yeah, exactly right. All the time.
Look at Hawaii. It's gassy.
We have islands because the earth farts.
You know why? Because we have all these landfills. It gives it the poops.
Yeah, well, I mean, and I mean, we live about 100 miles from the largest active volcano on the planet.
Yep.
That's
7.6 million years overdue, by the way.
Nothing in geologic time. I mean,
I have front row seats.
Minutes.
What are you going to miss?
Absolutely nothing.
Exactly right. Dying a nuclear winter?
I have my plan. It's lawn chair and a six-pack of beer and just watch the show because that's all we're going to get.
14 seconds, as I understand.
Yeah.
So you don't even need the beer. We should just pour a shot. That's about
that works.
So you can actually drink it?
Well, you know, hey, 14 seconds. That's time to cuddle after.
Wow. I wasn't going to go there, but thanks for making it weird.
Well, let me make it unweird, and we'll just let's do a little 10th mountain here.
Beans, bullets, band-aids, and booze. While everyone forgets about the last one, 10th Mountain has you covered. With a range of whiskey, vodka, and cordials, you're sure to find just the right spirit for your next adventure. Just remember to flip up your nods before you take a sip. Now shipping orders to nearly every US state so you can get in on the awesomeness. Enter Deer Shooter at checkout for 15% off your order. 10th Mountain Whiskey and Spirits Company. Whiskey worth fighting for.
When it comes to your personal security, you want the best, and your training shouldn't be an exception. WyoTac is your one stop for all of your education and training needs, covering competitive, defensive, and hunting classes, as well as medical, fieldcraft, and survival courses. With over a decade of experience and with a network of resources, WyoTac can help to meet your goals. When no one is coming, you have to rely on yourself. Make sure you know what to do when the time comes. WyoTac, empowerment through self-reliance.
All right, now that Wilson has regained his composure, I think.
I'm not cuddling.
No, we say that, yeah, you know, we talk about, you know, being prepared for severe weather. Usually we're talking about, like, severe winter weather because that's a reality for us here. But as Brandy and I can attest to over the weekend, we got into some hellacious rainstorms.
Sure.
You know, and a mountain rainstorm, hailstorm is no joke.
Yeah, but we didn't have a life jacket with us. We just had raincoats, so...
Yeah, and we were hauling 45 miles an hour in the Ranger down kind of a rough trail. But, you know, hey, you go fast, the bumps level out.
Right, right. Severe weather. Whatever it is, there are things you can have nearby or on you to help prepare for it. And so, for rain, you take a jacket. For snow, you take a heavier jacket and some boots.
Mm-hmm.
For a flash flood, I don't know that you can prepare for it other than be paranoid in that weird heralding that stays away from the waterways.
Or make sure your seat's a flotation device. That's what airlines do.
But look, these girls weren't sitting on seats. They were hanging out in the grass next to the river. They were.
Some of them were in cabins. But
sure. There's nothing you can prepare for on that. So tornadoes. Have a cellar someplace and a plan. Mm-hmm. But you have to hear it and see it coming. Otherwise, it runs you the hell over. Ask me how I know. there's some things you can do, and most of them are pretty inconsequential. But preparing for these type of events, I'm not sure it's possible.
I think it is, and I think it comes to awareness. You know, pay attention to what's going on around you. You know that there's weather in the area. The National Weather Service was giving warnings, increasing warnings as this approached. You know, heed the warning, get to higher ground.
I agree with you. But how many people are listening to the National Weather Service radio station?
Well, I would think in a summer camp, somebody should be monitoring things
like
that.
Well, I know you get a weather radio. They used to sell them all the time. And I had one, and I actually shut it off in Texas because it went off all the time.
They used to interrupt your radio, which we all listen to, with the emergency alert.
Right.
Now kids don't listen to radio. They have a playlist on pre-recorded music. There's nothing to interrupt.
Or you're on Sirius XM. That right. doesn't get interrupted.
That does not get interrupted.
Yeah, but still, most phones now, I mean, we were up in the mountains a week ago, and we kept getting, and we didn't even have service, but yet we were getting alerts about a fire.
And when you got one, what'd you do?
Looked at it and went, okay, it's not close to us.
Exactly right. You looked at it, not close to me, and you swiped right and made it go away. You disregarded the alert because it's not near you.
I didn't,
no. The same thing happens with a flash flood warning.
Well, yeah.
They announced it in San Marcos. The Guadalupe is a ways away. So they looked at it. Oh, that's not near me. And swiped right.
Oh, yeah, you're not wrong. I guess maybe fire is different because, I mean, we were talking, this thing was like 60 miles from us.
Right. So, again, it wasn't going to transmit that in time to get you.
No.
You had some sense of disconnect, so you swiped right and dismissed it.
Oh, well, dismissed to a point because when we got up on the ridge, we could see it.
Right.
And but then it was like, okay, the wind's blowing it away from us. So
that casual dismissal is what I'm talking about. And most folks that saw the weather reports on a potential flash flood did the same thing because it's way over there.
Fair enough. Human nature.
Exactly.
You know, and that goes to normalcy bias too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to happen to me. And then when it does, people freeze up.
Yeah, everybody wants to blame Trump.
How many of those kids had some survival training that if they did make it through the flood, now they're in the middle of nowhere?
Probably not many. I mean, you were telling me that most of these girls were somewhere between 6 and 8 years old.
A lot of the ones I saw that had passed were 8.
Seeing an 8-year-old at summer camp may have been getting introduced to some very basics of survival stuff as part of the camp, but it would not have covered actual scenario going through it. Not even close.
I mean, in Texas, not like it was getting hot at night, but you're soaked.
Mm-hmm. Exposure's a thing.
I mean,
rapid water immersion. That's a advanced swimming skill. And it can be taught.
Yeah.
But not to an 8-year-old.
I've been through swift water training.
Yeah.
And it's no joke. You know, we did it.
It's survival floating is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, we did it in the Whitewater Park in Casper during a year where, you know, Pathfinder Dam, it was going over the dam. It was severe high water that year. It was huge. And we were doing swift water training in Class 5 Rapids.
I'll guarantee you, any parent that saw the curriculum with swift water training for an 8-year-old at summer camp would have said, I don't think so.
Okay, so can you do swift water while holding on to another?
Yes. That's what we're specifically
swift water
trained
rescue,
for.
Yes. Yep.
Two sisters were found dead with their hands clasped together, so they were holding on to each other.
Well, as a lifeguard, you learn real quick that somebody that's drowning, you got to get away from because they will drag you under too.
But mm-hmm. you're asking a sister to let go of their sister.
I get the emotional side of it.
That's tough.
The reality of it is that panic sets into somebody drowning and they will drown you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things we were specifically trained for. Now, we also, you know, when we went through it, we were kitted up. We had the life vests. We had the dry suits. We had the throw bags. We had the ropes. We had all that. Right?
Okay, 8-year-olds are not going to be wandering around with that.
No, they're not.
Shorts and a swimsuit is probably what they had.
Right. No, and I totally agree. However, during normal times, Guadalupe is not, it's not like a raging river like we have in the mountains here.
No, not even close.
I mean, it's, you know, you jump in an inner tube and just float and drink beer.
Yes, and I did a lot.
You know, I mean, up in the mountains, I mean, we passed some rivers. We were headwaters of the Wind Rivers.
Yeah.
And it's scary if you really look at it and you think about it from the perspective of, man, I'm a decent kayaker. I wouldn't do that.
No, the Wind River during runoff is very spooky.
Well, and on top of runoff, they probably had uprooted trees heading their way, mm-hmm. buildings heading their way.
It's no different than a hurricane or a tornado. It's not that the wind is blowing. It's what the wind is blowing.
Yeah, debris is the thing. Almost in every scenario that we're talking about, that's what people die from, is contact with debris of some sort.
That was always the scariest thing in some of the rivers that we did, was getting caught into a low-hanging tree or, you know, rocks that were too close together and you got pinned between them. That was always my biggest fear.
Didn't take a whole lot of CFM to hold you in place either.
No. And here's the thing. The river doesn't get tired.
Ever. No.
You know, I don't care how strong of a swimmer you are. The river doesn't get tired.
You can't fight it. It's one of the worst things you can try and do.
Yep.
You'll exhaust yourself and then you're in real trouble. Now, but they're not going through this at 8-year-old summer camp.
No.
I guarantee you they're not.
No.
And the prepared side of things, there's not a 10-year-old swimmer on the planet that is ready for flash floodwaters. There's not a professional swift water rescue guy that's ready for flash floodwaters.
No.
There's not.
No.
It's not a place for humans. That's where we die.
Mm-hmm.
So horrible. Tragic. Accident, freak of nature,
and I think that I think this is American arrogance more than anything. When are we going to understand that, you know what, planet Earth is a lot bigger than we are, and it's going to do things, and things are going to happen that we have no control over, and you can blame Trump all you want. Shit happens.
Blaming Trump makes you an idiot.
It does.
Being vocal about it makes you more of an idiot because you're telling everybody else how dumb you are. So, it's not political, I guarantee you.
No. Well, it is.
No, they will politicize it.
Yeah, right. But, you know, you're exactly right. A weather event is not political.
No.
But every time, they'll make it political. Go back to Katrina.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, it wasn't actually the hurricane that they politicized. It was the handling thereof, the aftermath and effect, what FEMA did and didn't do, and the refugees and displaced that it caused. But that's the after effect. That's how the human interaction dealt with the situation.
But you had the mayor that had all of the buses sitting there and wouldn't utilize them to get people out.
I mean, can't argue that. That happened.
But yet it was Bush's fault.
That's right.
You know, I mean... And it's always, I don't know. And you would said a story, and I think it was Marjorie Taylor Greene that said, "Oh, this is all engineered to hurt conservative locations."
Yeah, she's running for office in 2026 as a Georgia Republican.
Yeah. You know, what's interesting is they actually think that they have some measurable level of control to where they can affect those types of natural changes. That's complete lunacy.
Now, did we do it to them because we've let them do whatever they want so they feel like they're royalty and now they can control the earth as well?
Yes,
pretty much, yeah.
Spoiled mentality. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So before we get out of here, just a quick update. We talked about this last week a little bit with the suppressors and the short barrel rifles, any other weapons.
Yes.
So with the passage of the bill, they eliminated the tax
on select items that were registered and controlled by the NFA.
Correct. Right. So now we have all the gun groups. I know NRA is in on this, GOA. There's a few other groups that are in on this. They are suing to eliminate the NFA because without the tax, there's no reason for the registry.
So the only way that in 1937 that they justified keeping the NFA in place was under Title 26, which is a taxation component of the government. Mm-hmm. And so without a tax being applied to the items that are registered underneath the NFA, it is nothing more than an unconstitutional registration scheme.
Yep.
It was also done in the same time frame of Prohibition. Mm-hmm. So the mindset of the powers that be at that time frame were, if we made this costly enough to where it was prohibitive to the working man, it would stop all of our social woes. That didn't happen with alcohol. It is regulated and taxed yet today, but it wasn't a prohibition that was successful. Most prohibitions that deal with the morality level are not successful. Let's look at the war on drugs for a second. You can't do that because the government says so. What is the most popular thing on the planet?
Cocaine.
Right. Cocaine, meth. Now, fentanyl, I guess, is highly popular, killing people all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibitions don't work. Taxation on an item because you don't want it to be in civilian hands is a tool that has outlived its usefulness.
Yep.
And now that there is a zero tax on NFA items, it calls into question the constitutionality of that agency.
Right. Well, and look at the formation of the ATF and the NFA. It was right after Prohibition.
Correct.
Because they had all of these officers, these Prohibition officers, that now all of a sudden had nothing to do.
Correct.
So let's create a new agency so they have something else to do.
Yep.
And that's all they are. And at the end of the day, they were just revenuers.
That's exactly right. Title 26 gives both the ATF and the NFA all the charter and powers that be that they have. So what other agency was created underneath Title 26? The IRS.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Specifically, the IRS was built. Title 26 was built so the IRS could be effective. So, both of those agencies are nothing more than a taxation scheme. We always say follow the money and we giggle about it.
Yeah, well, no.
This is one of those true cases. Follow the money.
So, I don't know. You're exactly right. I guess the biggest thing you can do is heed the warnings. Don't ignore that little blip on your phone, even if it is a long ways away.
There's a reason for an emergency alert. Pay attention to it.
I think a lot of the emergency agencies that issue those alerts, they're pretty good at targeting where the affected area is or is going to be.
You ever been up to the NOAA Center?
Yes.
Most of those alerts are automated based off of conditions that are happening in a specific area.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of fascinating to me that a computer can tell us now when we need to be alerted.
Right.
Listen to them.
Yeah. Pay attention. And I don't know. I guess we'll go out today. Blame Trump?
If you have to blame.
No.
Sure.
Who are we blaming today? Because we can't blame the gun on this one. I guess
I'm blaming AOC.
Oh, okay. I'll blame AOC. I will also be pushing hard for her to run for president in 28.
Oh, God, yes. Run her. Best candidate ever, my Democratic friends.
Yes, absolutely. Her and Kamala. I mean, side by side. I can see it now.
No. Nightmare fuel.
Yeah, well. Maybe next week we'll talk about the up-and-coming wannabe mayor of New York.
Oh, this would be an interesting story.
Right. So I guess until next week, let's blame AOC.